Blog Talk Radio. not by might, not by power, by your spirit, God, send your spirit,
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Not by might, not by power, but your spirit, says the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Those are the daughters of the Clark sisters singing together. Glory be, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And their song is Your Spirit. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Very good song. Serves inside of you. Hallelujah. This is Pastor Carlos A. Ramos, Jr. of The Way, The Truth, and The Life Tabernacle, transmitting here from Fort Pierce, Florida, throughout the whole world on Blog Talk Radio. If you want to contact us, it's 516-418-5944. Press number 1 to speak with the host. Glory be, glory be. And today is Sunday evening, and you know what that is. We have our Bible mystery for today, and we're here from 6 to 7. On Tuesdays, we have prayer from 6 to 7. On Thursdays, we have our Bible study from 6 to 7. On Thursdays, our Bible study is Christianity Real? Glory be, hallelujah. And today's mystery, should be pretty easy to come up with the answer. We're going to read 5 scriptures, and they coordinate, they point to, and you should be able to put them all together and come up with the answer. Glory be to the Lord. And as you know, Jesus Christ was with disciples. But before we go on into our lesson, let's have a word of prayer. Father God, from whom all the blessings come from, in the precious name of Jesus, we want to thank you. We want to glorify you, Lord God, that you have allowed us one more time to come together in this Sunday, Father God, the Bible mystery on Blog Talk Radio, Father God, that goes throughout the whole world. We want to thank you, Lord. We want, Lord, Father God, that you be glorified and magnified above all. For we know we are fearfully and wonderfully made. You know us from our mother's womb. You clothe us inside the womb, Father God. So we know that we're not alone. You're always with us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And because of Jesus Christ, you have justified us. You have cleansed us with the precious blood of the Lamb. You have sealed us with your Holy Spirit. Glory be to the Lord God Almighty. And we're waiting for the imminent return of Jesus Christ for his church. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. I know there's some discrepancies out there. Some people don't believe in the pre-tribulation rapture, but that's okay. We're not going to argue the scriptures. We have to speak the scriptures. Glory be to the Lord. Glory be. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Today's mystery, as you know, first I want to give you a little background, and that is that Jesus Christ was crucified. Some people, they follow the old traditions of Good Friday. However, if you go back to study the calendar and you go start study the history of the Jewish people, that Passion Week, they had two holy Sabbath days. They had the unleavened bread, which began Saturday night when the sun set, and they had the regular Sabbath on Friday to Saturday. We know that Jesus Christ came into Jerusalem on Palm Sunday, riding on a donkey on the colt's ass. He came in, they put clothes on it. People were putting palm trees on the ground, and they was crying out, Hosanna, blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord. And Jesus Christ came into Jerusalem. The God the Father presented his son to Jerusalem. He's the true Messiah. He is this Messiah ben Joseph and Messiah ben Levi. Glory be. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. To my brothers and sisters, if you read the 53rd, the ending of chapter 52 and the 53rd chapter of Isaiah, it speaks there of Jesus Christ. Why does the rabbi doesn't want you to read it? Well, he doesn't want you to come to the knowledge of the truth. Jesus Christ, the Messiah promised by through the Old Testament saints and prophets, and he fulfilled what he was supposed to do. And here we are on Nisan the 14th. He was betrayed and he was placed upon a cross, Nisan the 14th. And we know at the same time, Nisan the 14th, the high holy priest is offering up a sacrifice lamb. Jesus Christ was our sacrificed lamb. He was led to the slaughter without a mumbling word. Glory be to the Lord. He went to the cross, and they put nails on his both of his wrists and both of his feet. Glory be to God. They brought him up, and he was lifted up like Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, and there he paid the price for your sin. For my sin, he shed precious blood. He redeemed us. He atoned for our sins. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. And we want then that when the priest, the high priest, is done with the sacrifice in the tabernacle, and he comes out, he tells the people, it is done. It is finished. And that's what Jesus said at the cross. After he told the thief, today you will be in paradise, he said, it is finished. Glory be to the Lord. He gave up his spirit unto the Father when they came to see if he was dead. The other two prisoners, their legs were broken by the hit with the wood. But when they came to Jesus, he was already dead. So the commander told the other soldier to pierce his side, and that's what he did. He took a spear, pierced the sides of Jesus, and out of the side came out blood and water. Glory. Testament. They witnessed to Jesus Christ, blood and water. Glory be to you. Talk to a doctor and talk about what Jesus Christ went through in that day. He would say that Jesus died from a broken heart. That's how you get blood and water come out at the same time. Glory be to the Lord. So we know, because the Jewish festival was, the Jewish feast was coming on, and that evening when sunset, the unleavened bread, they took him off the cross because the word of God says, cursed is he that hangeth on the cross. So they needed to take him off the cross and bury him before the feast began. And that's what happened. Nisan the 14th, Jesus Christ fulfilled the Passover lamb. Nisan 15, the Feast of the Unleavened Bread, he fulfilled that feast because the unleavened bread, as we know, it is hidden in the house. So Jesus Christ was buried. He was hidden. Glory be to the Lord. And then came the first day of the week, which was 3 days and three nights later, like Jesus said. I don't believe what some rabbis out there are preaching to the people, that any part of the day makes it a whole day. That's not what the Bible says. Hallelujah. Jesus said he'll be in the belly of the beast, like Jonah was in the belly of the beast for 3 days and three nights. Glory be to the Lord. So I don't believe in this Good Friday feast. That's the Catholic Church. They said that you can't eat meat. You better eat fish. However, when Jesus at the meal broke the bread and he gave unto his disciples, he said, take and eat. This is my body, which is given for you. If you don't eat my body, you don't drink my blood, you don't have no part in me. So there's something wrong with the feast of Friday. Glory be to the Lord. But we come the first day of the week, and we know the first day of the week begins Saturday night. Glory be to the Lord. And the word of God says that early that first day of the week, when the sun was rising, Miriam and the other sisters came to the sepulcher to wash the body and put ointments on it. But when they came, they saw the stone rolled away. Glory be to God. And when they came to the sepulcher, the angel said, woman, why are you weeping? We know who you seek for. You seek for Jesus. He's not here. He's alive. He's risen. So Mary Magdalene was the first evangelist because Jesus told her when she saw him in the garden. She at first didn't recognize him. She thought he was the gardener. But when he said Mary, she recognized him, and she was going to grab him, but he said, touch me not until I ascend to my Father. Go tell my brothers that I'll see them in Galilee. So Mary Magdalene went to Galilee, went to tell the people, and John and Peter came running to the sepulcher. And John beat Peter, but Peter was the first one to see inside, and what he saw was the linen clothes laying down and the napkin that was over his face folded in one place. And then John saw it. And they began to walk back to on the road of Emmaus, and they was talking about what was happening. And Jesus appeared unto them, but they didn't recognize Jesus, just like Mary Magdalene didn't recognize Jesus. But he was talking to them on the road to Emmaus. And how do we know that it was Peter and John? Because if you read the scriptures carefully, it mentions Peter as one of the two that was walking on the road to Emmaus. And if you look back at the sepulcher, there was only two of the apostles that were there that could have been the ones going to the road of Emmaus. And that would have been Peter and John. And he was talking to them, and they sat down. And when he blessed the bread and blessed the wine, they recognized who he was, who they were talking to, and he disappeared before them. And they went and they told the other disciples, Mary Magdalene and Peter and John, they all recognized that Jesus was alive. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be. Hallelujah. And we know that Jesus came. He presented himself to the 11. He presented himself to the 10 because Thomas was not there and Judas Iscariot has given up his bishopric, his position. So there was only 10 at the time. When Jesus came in through the wall and he ate with them, and he talked with them, and they recognized who Jesus was. And Thomas said, I won't believe until I see him. And until I put my fingers in his side, until I touched the wounds. And we know that 8 days later, then the following Sunday, the following first day of the week, Thomas was there with the disciples. There was 11 there because they haven't chosen the 12th yet. Hallelujah. And Jesus appeared. And he said, Thomas, come and put your fingers here on my side. Touch my wounds. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And Thomas kneeled down. And he said, my Lord and my God. And Jesus said, Thomas, you believe because you see and touch. But blessed are those that believe and have not seen. That's you and I, my brothers and sisters. We have seen him in the flesh. We know him in the spirit because when you become a born again, the Lord reveals himself to you. But we don't know him of the flesh like the apostles know him, like the women know him. Glory be, glory be. And Jesus was with them for about 40 days. He was talking to them and showing his passion with many infallible proof. Seeing them 40 days. So they were with them 40 days. And he told them to wait in Jerusalem. And I read verse 4. And being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which said he, you have heard of me. Glory be to the Lord. And brothers and sisters, if you know your Bible, we could go back to Leviticus. And let's go back to Leviticus. Leviticus chapter 23. And we're going to read verses 15 through 17. And the Word of God says, and ye shall count unto you from the morning, from the morrow after the Sabbath. Morrow after the Sabbath means tomorrow, the day after the Sabbath. So that's the first day of the week. He says, after the Sabbath, from the day that ye brought the sheaf of wave offering, seven Sabbaths shall be complete. So they had to count seven Sabbaths from that time that he resurrected. Glory be to God. Even unto the morrow after the seventh Sabbath shall you number 50 days, and you shall offer a new meal offering unto the Lord. Glory be, hallelujah. So we see that the nation of Israel, the Jewish people, was celebrating another feast. And we know that it's called the Feast of Pentecost, the Feast of Weeks, the Feast of Wheat Harvest. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. And brothers and sisters, we have to understand that when you count 50, you have to count 50 days from the time that Christ resurrected from the Omar, from the counting of the Omar. So we have 49 days, 7 times 7 is 49 days plus the 1. He said count the morrow after the Sabbath. So that's 50 days. And then you come to the Feast of Pentecost. And you know your history, your Torah, we know that on Pentecost, the law was given. Mount Sinai, God gave the law to Moses. Which law? Not the 613 laws that the Jewish people follow, but it was the Ten Commandments. And you should know your Ten Commandments because that's considered the moral law. And the moral law has never gone away. We're still under the moral law. The feast law and the other laws have been done away to us. We don't have to keep them. Jewish people keep them, but we Gentiles don't have to keep them. We only keep the moral law. And commandment number one is to love God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. Commandment number two is don't make no graven images to bow down and worship them. Commandment number three is thou shalt not take the Lord's name in vain. Commandment number four, keep the Sabbath day holy. Commandment number 5, honor your father and your mother, that your life may be long. Commandment number 6, thou shalt not murder. Commandment number 7, thou shalt not commit adultery. Commandment number 8, thou shalt not steal. Commandment number 9, thou shalt not lie. And commandment number 10 is thou shalt not covet. Glory be. Those commandments are still in effect. They're written in our hearts, and our consciousness bears witness, and it convicts us if we do any of those things. Glory be to the Lord. So we see that Jesus Christ on Nisan 14 became the sacrifice lamb. Then he fulfilled the feast of the unleavened bread when they bury him. 3 days later, on the first day of the week, the counting of the Omar, Jesus Christ resurrected. He is the first of the first fruits. Glory be to God. And then the instructions is for us to count 7 Sabbaths, which is 49 days. And the day after tomorrow, the day after tomorrow is the 50th day. We celebrate Pentecost. The giving of the law, Leviticus 23:15-17. Hallelujah. But there was something else, my brothers and sisters. Something else is going on, which we will learn in a little while to the, what happened to the Gentiles. If you come up with the correct answer, the church, the way the two from the life tabernacle, will mail you out a free gift. It's a symbolism in the tabernacle. It's a beautiful pamphlet of the tabernacle. The furnishings of the tabernacle, the pattern of worship, the Ark of the Covenant, symbolisms that point to Jesus, the sacrifices in the tabernacle, the garments of the high priest. And it'd be nice to put this pamphlet in your Bible and carry with you. So you have an idea and every opportunity you get, you look up a different subject of the tabernacle and help you to understand the New Testament better. And you will understand what the tabernacle, the colors, the numbers, everything would entail points to Jesus. Remember that our body is a temple of the Holy Spirit now. God does not dwell in temples or tabernacles made with hands of man, but he dwells within us. Jesus said the kingdom of God is within us. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So, taking into account that Jesus Christ resurrected on the third day, taking into account that he was with them for 40 days, he told them a certain thing. In First Acts chapter 1, verse 4, Jesus says to them, and being assembled together with them, commanded them. You see, that was a command. He commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem. So they were supposed to stay in Jerusalem. Remember, they were up in Bethany. They were up in the Mount of Olives. Jesus ascended up from there. But they were going to travel back to Jerusalem, to the main temple there, and or the upper room, and wait for the promise of the Father. But wait for the promise of the Father, was said he, you have heard of me. And Jesus Christ talked to them, and many stories that he gave them. I could take you back to the Gospel of John, chapters 15, 16, and Jesus Christ spoke to them about that. So wait for the promise of the Father. That's number one. We know Pentecost in Leviticus 23 was the giving of the law. So let us go to John chapter 14, the Gospel of John chapter 14, and let us read verses 16 and 17, and let's see what it says. And the word of God says, and I will pray, Jesus is talking to here, and I will pray to the Father, and he shall give you another comforter that he may abide with you. So we see Jesus Christ talking to his disciples. The reason that they have to wait for the promise of the Father is because he prayed that the Father will give them another comforter, because he was going to be ascending to heaven. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's go back to Acts chapter 2, beginning in verse 1, and let's see what happened there. Acts chapter 2, verse 1 to 4. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, so now we see Pentecost 50 days later after Jesus resurrected, after the waving of the Omar, we have Pentecost. Look what happens on Pentecost. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, and I'm reading from the KJV. I'm sorry for those of you that have other versions. I believe the KJV is the closest one to the original language, the original writings, Hebrew and Greek. Syriac, and that's why I use KJV for my studies. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as fire, and it sat upon each of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. I know there's some people out there that have a problem. They say speaking in tongues is done away with. That's not what the scripture says. Scripture says when you're born again, when you are filled with the Holy Spirit, you speak in other tongues. Now, as we know, we study Corinthians. There's two types of tongues. There's a tongue that's spoken of in the church with an interpreter. And there's your personal prayer language or tongue, which you receive. Here we're talking about tongues that people understood, because as the chapter goes on, we see that there were many people from different parts of the world that understood what they were saying because they were speaking in their language. So there's a language, God will give you a language. Maybe you haven't even studied it, but somebody out there understands what you're saying. So we see that in the day of Pentecost, in the Torah, the Ten Commandments was given to Moses. But here we see also on Pentecost, after Jesus Christ ascended to heaven, he sent back another comforter, like he prayed, the Holy Ghost. And they began to speak with other tongues, Holy Ghost. Glory be, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You're worthy to be praised, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We're going to go over to chapter 2, 2 Thessalonians, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, and we're going to read from verse 6 and 7, and let's see what it says. Chapter 2, 2 Thessalonians, verses 6 and 7, and now you know that withhold it, that he might be revealed his time. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work. Only he now let it, will let until he be taken out the way. Who's going to be taken out the way? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. We know one thing, that when the rapture takes place, the Holy Ghost is going to take us up into the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. He's going to work with people down here also, because people are going to be saved during the tribulation time. Again, if you call in with the correct answer, and the number to call is 516-418-5944. Call that number, press number 1 to the host. You give the right answer to the question. The question is, what is the promise of the Father? The church, the way the Truth and the Life Tabernacle, will mail you out a beautiful pamphlet of the tabernacle, symbolism in the tabernacle. It talks about the furnishings, the pattern of worship, the Ark of the Covenant, symbolism that point to Jesus, the sacrifice in the tabernacle, and the garments of the high priest. Glory, glory be. Hallelujah. You got about 23 minutes more to talk, to study, to pray and ask God to give you the answer to the question. It's a very simple answer. Everything that we've spoken about, the scriptures that I've given you, the music that you heard, all speaks of the answer. And glory to the Lord. The mysteries of the Bible. What is the promise of the Father? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be, glory be. We know that on Tuesday evening at 6 p.m., we're going to have prayer. On Thursday, we have our Bible study, Is Christianity Real? We're going to be dealing with part 2. And then next Sunday, we're going to talk about the parable of the sower from Luke chapter, from Matthew chapter 13, 24 to 30, and 37 to 42. We want to know. We want to know. The parable of the sower. What is the difference of the grounds? What is the difference of the grounds? That's for next week. Right now, we're talking about the promise of the Father. What is the promise of the Father? Glory be, glory be. Thank you, Jesus. And we know that Peter spoke that day when the mighty rushing wind came into the room, the upper room, and tongues sat upon them, and fire sat upon them like cloven tongues, and they began to speak. And there were many people from different parts of the earth that came to Jerusalem, because remember, they were celebrating Pentecost. And there's three festivals that every man from 20 years and upward have to appear in Jerusalem, and that is Passover, which happened Nisan the 14th, Pentecost, which was 50 days later after the Omer, and then you have Tabernacles. So those three feasts then have to appear, according to the scripture, in Jerusalem. So that's what happened in Pentecost. There was many, many people that came from throughout the whole area to celebrate the Feast of Pentecost. And Christ had promised the promise of the Father, but they would have to wait for the promise of the Father at Jerusalem. And the promise of the Father will give us two types of power. One is authority to speak in the name of Jesus. That is called exousios power. The other one is power to do miracles. That is called dunamis power. So that's what happens, my brothers and sisters. The apostles went about, they prayed for people. People got healed, just like as they saw when they got healed when Jesus was around. Now, the disciples have power and they go about doing good. Peter speaks about being baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, being saved, being baptized, Acts 38. And we go forward from there and we see the miracles that were done of God through the disciples. And many of the disciples became martyrs. Glory be to the Lord. But John, who wrote the Gospel of John and John 1, 2, and 3, he also wrote Revelations. And the Lord gave him a revelation, an understanding of the end times when he was a prisoner in the Isle of Patmos. And John wrote to the seven churches in Turkey, or to the seven churches that were there, and he sent forth his writings to them so they could read what God has given unto him. And many times you'll see the movie Acapus, you read something and you see how John addresses the church as a woman, and many different names that they use. And what you have to understand, at that time the Roman government was coming against the Christians, and instead of using the proper names, they would use other names. I believe when Luke wrote to John, he addressed him as Theophilus, and I believe that that's what John in Patmos was known as, Theophilus, because they were looking to kill John. Remember, they put him into the boiling oil three times, but three times he was able to come out, and he was not burnt. John was the leader in Turkey, where the seven churches was to be found. And we know that God spoke to the seven churches, you know. And when you go to Revelation chapter 1, you see what God is telling them in the beginning of Revelation. In Revelation chapter 1, verse 3, he tells them, "Blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand." Glory be to the Lord. In verse 19, he says, "Write the things." This is Jesus talking to John. He says, "Write those things which thou hast seen, and the things which are, and the things which shall be hereafter." So we see the book of Revelation is in a chronological order. Some people get mixed up and they want to apply certain scriptures out of order. And they come away with not understanding, because they don't realize that scriptures in Revelation was in chronological order. Also, you have to understand the word, the Bible, speaks in tenses, past, present, and future. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So when you read the scriptures, make sure that you understand, are they talking about the past? Are they talking about the present? Or are they talking about future events? What is the promise of the Father? What is the promise of the Father? You could call Blog Talk Radio, the Truth and Life Tabernacle. You can call at 516-418-5944. Press number 1 to speak with the host. And if you give the right answer, you will receive a beautiful pamphlet from the church, Symbolism in the Tabernacle, about the furnishings, the patterns of worship, the Ark of the Covenant, symbolism that points to Jesus, the sacrifices in the tabernacle, the garments of the high priest. Glory to the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We got 14 minutes to go. So we're going to play this song once again, Your Spirit. And I pray that you listen, pay attention, and come over with the answer.
Yeah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Not by might, not by power, but by your spirit, God. Send your spirit, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Brothers and sisters, it's time to be serious. It's time to be serious. It's time to be serious. You want to be able to be in that number. The Word of God says that you pray, hoping and believing, and asking the Lord that you be found worthy to escape the wrath to come. For there's a wrath that's coming upon this earth for the children of disobedience. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. But the Lord has sealed us, and he hasn't lost not one. So we want to thank him. We want to praise him that we're going to be in that number. Glory be, glory be. Thank you, Jesus. We're on Blog Talk Radio. The number is 516-418-4944. Press number one to speak with the host, the way, the truth, and the life, Tabernacle. Glory be. And today's Bible mystery is, what is the promise of the Father? And you come up with that answer, you get a beautiful pamphlet of the Tabernacle. It talks about the furnishings, the pattern of worship, the Ark of the Covenant, symbolism that point to Jesus, the sacrifices in the Tabernacle, and the garments of the high priest. Glory be to the Lord. You remember Jesus Christ was with them for almost 40 days, and he tells them, wait for the promise of the Father, which I've spoken to you about. And he ascended up into the heavens. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And they went back from Mount Olivet. They went to Jerusalem. They went to the upper room, and they waited there. The Word of God says maybe 120 were there. And they're waiting for the promise of the Father. They were praying, interceding for one another. And the Bible says they were all in one accord in one place. Glory about that. There was no schisms there in the church. And the God says that the wind, a mighty wind, came into the house. Glory be to the, and fill the house. And fire like cloven tongues set upon each of them. And they began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Glory be. Glory be. Thank you, Jesus. And when the apostles went outside, the people from the area, the people that have come for the Feast of Pentecost, they said, who are these guys? They speak in our languages. And they mentioned the different languages, the different nations that they come from. And Peter was bold. He received boldness when he got baptized with the Holy Spirit. He says, this is what the prophet Joel said. In the last days, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Your young men, your young ladies will prophesy. Your old men will dream dreams. Hallelujah. In Isaiah, it says that they will speak with stumbling lips. Glory be. Glory be. Hallelujah. And that is for us to be able to have that. Jesus' power, Dudeman's power to be a witness unto Jesus throughout the whole world. Glory be. Glory be. Thank you, Jesus. What is the promise of the Father? You could call 516-418-5944. Press number one to speak with the host. And if you have the correct answer, the church, the way, the truth, and the life, Tabernacle, will mail you out a beautiful pamphlet symbolizing in the tabernacle, symbolisms in the tabernacle. Glory be, glory be. Hallelujah. And we know that the promise of the Father had to do with Leviticus chapter 23, verses 15 and 17, talking about that they had to count seven Sabbaths plus the day after tomorrow. That was the waving of the Omar, the Feast of Pentecost. It made 50 days. So that Feast of Pentecost is also known as 50th. It's also known as the Feast of Weeks. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm sure there's a couple more that I missed, but what I want you to understand that they were expecting something. And at that time, Moses received the Ten Commandments among Sinai. Glory be to the Lord. And that's what he shared with. In our time, people waited for the promise of the Father and the Pentecost. Glory be to the Lord. The room was filled with a mighty wind, and fire like cloven tongues sat upon each of them. They began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave them the utterance. So there was a giving of the law at one time, and there was a giving of something else. I want to give you the answer. You have the answer already. We'll close it out, my brothers and sisters, at this session. We'll be back with another Bible mystery next Sunday at 6 p.m., and next Sunday is going to be the parables of sower. What's the difference in the grounds? Glory be to the Lord. Tuesday night at 6 p.m., we'll be here for prayer. Thursday night at 6 p.m., we'll be here for Bible study. Is Christianity real? Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And so we love you. We pray for you. We pray that you'll be ready, that you're looking for the promise of the Father. If you have not received the promise of the Father as yet, glory be to the Lord, that you get water baptized in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. Until then, may the Lord richly bless you. Amen.